Zach, this is dictating on Robert Rose. Rose. Robert. Robert Rose. Date of birth is 6/1/1949. Date of visit is 10/4/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND, Townsend MD, Michael Townsend MD. Next paragraph. Dear Mike, MIKE, thank you for sending Robert Rose for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 73-year-old male with a past history of hypertension and a history of shortness of breath upon exertion. Had a chest CT done on July 25th, 2022. The patient's CT chest showed underlying emphysema and a small 4 millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe, as well as coronary artery calcifications. The patient also had a pulmonary function study, which showed evidence of mild to moderate obstructive disease and moderate diffusion loss. He has not been on any specific inhalers, and he denied any cough or wheezing. He has been treated for hypertension for over 10 years. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history for hypertension and history of lumbar disc surgery and appendectomy, and also mastoidectomy of the left ear. He has hyperlipidemia and also had a history of prostate cancer status post radiation therapy. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked a pack and a half per day for 25 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents had a history of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or weight loss. Denies cataracts, glaucoma. There's no hoarseness or sore throat or nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And has no hay fever, but does have shortness of breath. Denies any heartburn, no rectal bleeding, no diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising. He has some joint pains and muscle aches and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list included lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, pravastatin 40 milligrams daily, and tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly white male who's alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 102, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 207, saturation 95. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with percussion note resonance throughout. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. And no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremity is 1 plus edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breath number 1. Is COPD with emphysema, and number 2, history of hypertension, number 3 is history of prostate cancer, and next paragraph, plan the patient will, I'm sorry, number 4 is right lung nodule. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to use Breztri, BREZ, tree is TRI, Breztri, 160 microgram, 2 puffs BID, and use Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN. Also advised to get a CT chest in 1 year and also advised him to have a polysomnographic study to rule out sleep apnea. The patient declined. A follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND. Yeah.